June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Leo 1, swing and a drive, deep right field. Wallner's not even moving. This one's way out of here. Evan Carter with a blast to straightaway right. It's his third of the season, his second in as many games, and the Rangers are in double figures, leading 10-3.
What a day to have Rangers hitting coach on Brett Boone at 9:20, an offensive breakout to start the hump day edition of Sean and RJ here on your home of the Rangers. It's DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Good morning, Metroplex, as we try to get you to your weekend as quickly as possible. Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, Cowboys insider Bobby Belt, recapping practice at the Ford Center, the Star in Frisco. Coming up at 6:20, 29 total hits in the game, 17 for the Rangers, 3 errors for Minnesota. They tack on 6 more runs to make the stat line look even better in the 8th inning. 16-4, they get the opener on the road.
I don't really know what that was. We hadn't seen anything like that all year. That doesn't seem like a baseball game to me. What happened to this 1-0 stuff, the 2-1 stuff? You know, this was very, very strange. But in all seriousness, all I really care about is how is Jared Sandler's shoulder?
His what?
His shoulder. Or his back. Or the back of his... Or his ego.
My neck.
His ego.
Why?
After taking a foul ball. Now, if you were stuck around for this game, because this was about in the 8th inning. If he took a foul ball in the press box off the dome, and they made quite the spectacle of him, because he did not try to catch it. He went hands up. Covered the head and ducked.
I didn't see or hear this, but I did see the Twitter fallout that was aggressively. There was a flurry of tweets sent towards Jared Sandler that said, "Nice catch, good hands, bro. So you're really a baseball guy." He was getting mocked pretty hard.
He was getting mocked, and that's the kind of the fun you can have when the team scores 16 runs. If it was another shutout, you can't have that same kind of fun. But here they are. The offense came together.
And Bobby, you had put out a run expectation to decide by a certain date whether you wanted them to buy or sell. 16 runs is going to help that cause, as it looks like every single Ranger in the starting lineup got a hit.
It is going to help, but I mean that right there might heavily weigh it. In fact, I might, if I was going to do proper statistical analysis, I might have to, you know, remove certain data points that are too aggressively extreme outside the norm. But I'm not going to do that because this one's certainly going to jack it up a bit. But we had said the number that I was looking at was basically I needed to see them score 4.5 runs per game over the next month or so. And I mean, since that time, now with that game yesterday, they're averaging 6.5 during this stretch. So, but I mean, it's encouraging. You've seen them now score 4 against Tampa recently, then 5 against Washington, 4 against Washington, now 16. Like, it's 3 games in a row where they've put 4 runs on the board, and they look like they're at least consistently smoking the ball.
And that's encouraging. They won 3 consecutive road games for the first time this season.
Oh, baby.
So that's good. And they help out Tyler. Tyler finally gets some run support. One of the pitchers finally gets some run support as Malley gets worked for 10 hits, 4 earned, But thankfully for him, he still gets the win to improve to 6-3.
You're not going
to
have it all the time. He didn't have what he had had all year, I should say. You know, he didn't have what he had had all year. But also some of that was that when they made it 3-2, I thought he got squeezed a little bit on the ump's call, and that did allow some guys to get on base, but were allowed to pitch to get the guys on base. But, you know, look, I mean, when you have been getting nothing all year as a starter and you don't have your best stuff and you still get the win because they finally give you some runs, you know, it's about time they helped you out.
The stuff was up in terms of velocity. Raymond kept pointing this out like, oh, 95, mm-hmm. 95. Because I think some of the stuff had been questioned, falling off a little bit here over the course of the past month. But he's still sitting there with a 2.34 ERA, good enough for 11th in baseball. And Jack Leiter will be on the mound today.
Yeah, and yesterday was not only encouraging from the perspective of the way that you see, obviously, you know, the offense kind of picking up Mally a little bit. Not that Mally was poor yesterday, but he wasn't the normal dominant self he had been consistently throughout the year to this point. But it's also good to see, all right, Corey Seager finally snaps the streak without a hit and picks up a couple hits. Adolis Garcia picks up a couple of smoked doubles. You've got Wyatt Langford, Wyatt, who Bochy was talking about, give him the day off, clear his head. All right, he gets two hits, he gets a home run. It's like, all right, maybe things are clicking into place a little bit. You obviously don't want to get too excited about it, but it is something where you look at the last three games and you go, all right, these are at least the trends you want to see, and it's resulting in something.
They've got to find a way to get Wyatt going, because I mean, he is basically extra base hitless until last night. He had one extra base hit in the entire month coming into last night, and it was good to see him get that home run. I mean, he barreled that thing. It was just a really hard hit ball. That's good to see, because when you have somebody hitting in the two hole or the three hole, wherever he is during the you know, in the lineup that day, you can't have a hole there. You can't have a guy that's got no pop. You can't have a guy that's not getting extra base hits and driving the ball.
We're very early in the month, obviously. These are the splits for June so far for a lot of the guys in the lineup. I mean, 11 days in. Adolis Garcia is hitting .333 in June. Marcus Semien's hitting .407. Josh Smith is .333. Evan Carter's .389. Jake Berger's .281. Like, you're starting to see, okay, over the last 10 days or so, it's falling into more of the expectation.
And wasn't that the big takeaway, or I guess I'll just say I thought it was the big takeaway from Thad Levine yesterday, who joined as former Rangers exec. Got a lot of glowing reviews from coworkers and Tolos about the segment. And to me, he was just still saying patience. It has to come from internal. You have to wait or promote. That's what I heard.
Wait and promote. I mean, okay, but like, who are you going to promote? Like, that's the big question. Like Bobby said it yesterday. They already played the Osuna card. And then they don't believe, at least the publications don't believe, that any of their top five prospects are, you know, major league ready. Now, I guess you just fast track them.
You could, but I mean, again, even some of the guys you're talking about, Walcott, you fast track him. You've got a player there. It's Seager. Like, a lot of these guys have been, a lot of your options are middle infielders too. And so you'd be fast tracking guys where it's like, well, you've kind of got a presence there with Seager, and now Semien's actually hitting.
Well, the Rangers added not a bat, but an arm, as the very familiar name, Craig Kimbrell, was signed to a minor league deal. According to Ken Rosenthal, he elected free agency after the Braves designated him for assignment. You seemed a little, you said I don't hate it, and then Bobby was just shaking his head wrong way.
I don't hate him, hate it, I just don't like him. I don't like the arm thing. If he doesn't do that, I'm fine. Like, if he does that, I'm just going to have to, like, I'll just turn my back.
Are you OCD at all? It feels like you've got some little OCD some tendencies.
I live my life by some rules.
As somebody who really will make some broad character judgments on people for just very narrow things that I probably shouldn't, I appreciate it. I respect it.
Yeah.
But it feels like more and more lately we're seeing players you just don't like because of, like, his hat's funny. I don't like his stupid hat.
Yeah, well, I mean, when I was a kid, I used to walk into the room, I would have turned the lights on twice. So yeah, I am OCD.
Oh, you are OCD, yeah.
Yeah, I am OCD. Yeah.
Kimbrell, I just don't get it. I mean, sure, I know Luke Jackson's been a problem. Robert Garcia, when he's been asked to come in and close recently some games, he's obviously had some issues. He had the game recently on the road where he just kind of melted down. But to me, I just I don't know why you're not giving Chris Martin a shot. Not that they're like promoting him right away. It's a minor league deal for Kimbrel, but you're talking about Kimbrel, who was an Atlanta favorite. They brought him in, saw him one time, went, no thank you, and DFA'd him instantly. So it's like, to me, it's like, what does he have left that really, why are we even wasting time on it? I know it's not a huge investment, but to me, it just seems like this is a time waste. I don't know what we're even doing here.
I mean,
trying anything with all these questions on the back end.
The organization has had a decent track record of being able to take pitchers off the scrap heap and make something.
Try anything with batters then. Go find me some of these guys who are batters like this. Like, go find me a minor league deal for somebody who you're buying low on there. Like, those are the guys that I want to see you take gambles on.
4.5 games back in the American League West. We got 2-game losing streaks at the top of the division, so that's good with the armpit and the Mariners. Seattle's 3 games back. The Angels are 4 games back, and they're the Rangers 4.5 back. Stockwatch on the Rangers throughout the entire sport on your home for Rangers baseball.
Look, I can tell it is painfully obvious that ESPN does not pay any attention to the Texas Rangers. Bobby, I want you to Google Jock Peterson. Go get his game log for me.
Oh, gosh. I saw this yesterday and I was like, this is so weird. I'm not even going to put it in the email.
So they were doing like the stock watch of where teams are positioning them for the trade deadline. Tier one is arming for October. You know, that's your Tigers, your Mets, your Dodgers, Cubs, Yankees, yada, yada, yada. Positioning for a push. You're looking at Giants and Phillies and Padres. And then you've got the next tier, which is not out of it yet. And that's where you get the Texas Rangers. Okay, they come in right now at number 21. 79%. Their win average, if you were to simulate the rest of the season, they're going to get right at 79.6 wins. So right at 500, 18% chance of the playoffs. And it said, what they need to do for the deadline. And they bring up Jock Peterson and how the Rangers have gotten for the DH spot is 70 points worse than every other team in the majors come, you know, from OPS perspective. And I was like, Jock Peterson hasn't played in what?
18 days.
Okay.
It was 3 weeks ago the last time Jock Peterson played because he's been hurt.
And he's not slated to play for... I mean, they initially said 4 to 6 weeks, maybe, but now it's like 6 to 8. Like, we're not going to see him before the 4th of July.
So they're not talking about, like, replacing Jock Peterson and getting more out of the DH spot. They're like, no, this is a player to focus on.
Yeah, Bradford Doolittle wrote it as basically like, Jock Peterson's got to start hitting guys. It's like, ooh, that's that feels like you were, which I get it. If you're writing about 30 teams and you got to pump out an article every 2 days, maybe you cut some corners every now and then, but man, that felt lazy.
877-881-1053 is the way to hit us up on the Franklin Franco Injury Attorney text line here on DFW Sports Station. We're live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. What do we have coming up today? We got 2 more Luke Bryan ticket giveaways, 7 o'clock hour and 9 o'clock hour. We'll chop it up at 7:40, a Wednesday wheel spin at 8:20, below the belt. And, of course, Brett Boone live at 9:20. He should be in a fantastic mood.
Really hoping for some life hacks today on the wheel spin or sports match. That's what I would.
That was fun. Sports match was fun.
We haven't played high-low in a while either, so any one of those three I'd be fine with. High-low, sports match, or life hacks. Mainly just to make Sean sweat with the life hacks.
NBA updates as well. The Jason Kidd saga. It's nice that New York has the opening because the Mavericks are getting play on national TV every day. They're trying to keep the New York market engaged, being the number one media market. So Stephen A. Smith, being a Knicks fan, is getting Jason Kidd all the TV time.
All of it. Can't stop. Like, it's on all it's on everywhere. It's on national radio. It's on national TV. And this is obviously, you know, when you have a handful of teams that are mentioned in things, it's going to drive the story. You know, even it's like the opposite of what we just talked about with the Rangers and ESPN. You know, like if it was, they would never make that mistake. They would never say, Giancarlo Stanton's really got to start hitting. He hasn't played all year. Like, they would never say that because they it's the Yankees. And it's the same thing with the Knicks. You know, like, they're going to keep the Mavericks' name in it. The Cowboys would keep the Jaguars' name in it. It's the way it is.
Say it with me. Bristol. That's what that is. That's that Bristol bias that we all grew up thinking about.
All right, let's take you inside the Star and the official home of the Dallas Cowboys. Only one morning show has someone with the work ethic and the knowledge to leave their program, go out to the Ford Center at the Star in Frisco and cover America's team. Who stood out on the practice fields? And what were Micah and Jerry talking about for about 30 minutes? Inside the Star with our insider Bobby Roberto Belt on Sean and RJ next.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Good morning, Metroplex. Happy hump day.
Hey.
From Sean and RJ on DFW Sports Station, along with our Cowboys insider, Bobby Belt, who left the program yesterday and went out to the Dallas Cowboys mandatory minicamp in Frisco.
Yeah, yesterday was, I don't know, when you go out there at minicamp, usually things kind of ratchet up a little bit. I was expecting, all right, we're going to see a little bit more team period stuff. It was sort of the same structure as OTAs, which Shoddy had mentioned earlier. Look, OTAs or minicamp a lot of times is just OTAs, but they make you be here. But ultimately, yesterday, free from a little more of the highlights that we'd gotten used to. Not as flashy, but there were still a couple moments that I think were interesting. Little muted, but they were missing a few guys yesterday. Andrew Booth was not out there rotating at corner like he had been. Shamar James, the linebacker, was not there. Oso Digizua was not lined up at defensive tackle. He looked like he was doing some rehab work. So because of that, you got things like your two defensive tackles yesterday were Peyton Turner and Solomon Thomas with the first team. And those are two guys who are like 280 pounds and like classic Rod Marinelli style defensive tackles without anybody who's really going to stop the run.
Dan Orlovsky's big concern.
But the most interesting thing about this practice yesterday, before we get into some of the details, was the fact that the personnel really doesn't change on either side of the ball from these practices that I've seen so far. They'll rotate corners every now and then opposite Bland. They'll do, you know, they obviously go to nickel versus base package on defense. But yesterday, the first team defense was the first team defense. They took every snap in the team period. The first team offense was the first team offense. Took every snap in team period. The first team offense was without Jake Ferguson. Jake Ferguson was not unavailable at practice. He was getting reps. He was getting reps with the second team. And he wasn't even getting all those reps. It was Brevin Spanford started out the tight end reps with the first team. Then it was Luke Schoonmaker subbing in with the first team. And then when they would go two tight end packages, it was Brevin Spanford and Luke Schoonmaker. And so I don't know if he's not hurt. I don't know if he's got that they're trying to right now just get extra work in for Spanford or trying to figure some things out with Schoonmaker. And so it's just, hey, let's do this. Because Ferguson has been in there with the first team other points. And when they went to 7-on-7 work, Ferguson was in with the first team. First throw of 7-on-7 was to Jake Ferguson, and Jack Sanborn slapped it away. He wasn't able to get it. But for some reason, Jake Ferguson was not out there with the first team. Sean's favorite Cowboy was not out there.
Second favorite.
That's right.
Overshown. Give us the reset on Spanford's background and skill set.
So Brevin Spanford was an undrafted free agent. They got him last year. He was the one that they spent the most like free agent money on in terms of giving the biggest guarantee to. And they really liked him as somebody who could primarily, he's a really strong blocker. They felt like immediately that he was going to come in, be an immediate contributor to that front. And they thought that, all right, he's still got some upside as a pass catcher, somebody who might have a little bit of wiggle in open space, be able to do some things for us. Big dude. So he's 6'7", he's 270. He'd come out of Minnesota. He'd played there for 6 years. He had some injury stuff. But he's somebody that they like. He had his struggles during training camp last year. I was surprised they kept him. They felt like, look, we clearly invested at some point in him. We like the upside, so we'll hold him. We think he might get snatched up. And by the end of the year, yeah, he showed a little something. He had 9 catches last year, very limited, but showed some effort, showed some good stuff in the blocking game. And I think that they're just wanting to get a look at him a little closer, and they want to get a little more work in for him.
Jake, is he in trouble? Did he get said, is this the principal's office version of practice?
I'm obviously, like, I have no idea if he had a problem yesterday. I'll say this, is that in the past, it's not been unusual for teams to... Antoine Woods once was late to a meeting. He was a starter. Antoine Woods was with the second team that whole practice because you showed up a little late this morning. He was frustrated by it. So I'm not saying that's what Ferguson did, but that would be one explanation. Another one could be just details. A third that bears questioning is, are they down on Jake Ferguson at all?
Yeah.
That's a question.
I'll steal from Mike Tomlin. Yesterday, Rodgers was fourth on the depth chart. And he said, look, for these practices now, Aaron Rodgers is a 20-year vet. He's like, we don't need reps today for a 20-year vet. We need Will Howard to get reps. So any throw that may be a stupid explanation and a stupid comparison because, again, Jake Ferguson, Aaron Rodgers. But to your first initial point, maybe it is just about getting Spanford more of a look. But it's a big year for Jake. It's a big year for Jake with money on the line. So something to keep an eye on.
Yeah, and I think you're right. It's probably more towards the getting reps for extra guys because the fact that Schoonmaker was in there, Schoonmaker has had some rough practices. So I don't think on just merit and how they were performing that Schoonmaker would have been
over him.
Right.
I don't think that they would just say Schoonmaker's played better. And so to me, I think it's probably that's what it is. And Jake Ferguson being one of their leaders, I would also think that Schottenheimer probably thought his ego can take this. Like he will understand this, and that's fine. That's one of the measurements that you got to make. First team running back. Once again, it was Miles Sanders and Javonte Williams splitting first team work. The one change that I saw anyway is that it was consistently Sanders taking the snaps with the first team the very first time each time they go out there. So the way this works is you'll get first team, second team, third team. I'm going to miss this here in Oxnard, here in Bones Fossil. Twos are up. But you'll go first team, second team, third team. They get their reps in, a few plays for each. So when the first team comes in, previously at practices had been Javonte Williams getting those very first reps before they started rotating with the first team. Now it's Miles Sanders getting them. And I think, again, as you watch him, you just see, I think you see more life in his legs. You see more... like a fresher player. Yesterday, he had this one moment where I was like, all right, that's the kind of thing that I just think shows how juiced up he is right now. Is there was a screen pass, and when in these OTA practices, you don't tackle, so guys will kind of weave through traffic, and then they start running. But, I mean, Miles Sanders got in a full sprint to simulate blocking out in front of the guy that caught the screen pass and then like full sprinted to the end zone to like, all right, let's simulate this run. He just seems like a run out the ground ball to first base kind of guy. And knowing Shoddy and seeing some of the juice that he seems to have at these practices, I think we're setting up for Miles Sanders is going to be the primary back over Javonte Williams when things get going. This is probably Dax.
As long as one of them is standing out, right? You're throwing randos at a couple of names that we've seen in the league. As long as one is showing something, I'm fine with it.
Yeah, and I think there is somebody. I think Sanders is doing that. He's actually showing something. This is probably Dak's best practice so far. He looked completely in sync with George Pickens.
You have no doubt he's going to be healthy week one to play?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, barring a setback of some sort that may happen, but right now, the trajectory, he's going to play. He looked great with George Pickens. This was the second practice in a row where Pickens looked really, really good. And the biggest oohs and ahs of the day probably came. George Pickens had this absolutely cooked Israel Mukwamu on this hard step to the inside, faking the slant, and then coming back. And I mean, Mukwamu just fell straight to the ground on that. Now, to be fair, I was noticing when they were going through receiver drills, I was like, there are a lot of guys looking like they're like stumbling out of their breaks. So I wondered if the field was slick over in that area. But regardless, he definitely had to quick react, stumbled, fell to the ground, but
well,
they were humming.
The three-piece suits are not impressing Israel Mukwamu from one Tommy Yarish, DallasCowboys.com. Tommy recapped this play where Mukwamu fell down and got torched, and Israel responded to him on social media. Talk about how I've been locking up, too, since we started. First catch I gave up on him. Don't do that, Tommy. ... So Israel Mukwamu is Twitter searching.
Yeah, I think he put it as lightly as he could have. That I think a lot more people who are out there watching it would have described it more aggressively. In fact, I think that was Tommy being nice in his description of
Tolo
of
D said God. Jake is too busy planning his wedding.
That, look, and that's it. But he's got to perform. He's going to have an expensive wedding.
That's been Peyton's issue lately.
I think Dak yesterday though looked, like I said, as comfortable as I've seen him. He was pushing the ball downfield a little bit more. Had a nice pass connecting with Jonathan Mingo down the seam in 7-on-7. But a good day overall, I think, for the offense. Joe Milton didn't have the flashy practice, like some of the big ooh and ah plays like he did the last two times. But he was solid. He had one pass early on that was really good that we were all talking about. It was this deep crosser to Jalen Cropper that was placed right over the defender in tight coverage. And that was one where it was just kind of like, man, the way he throws the ball. And the discussion out there among the beat was, like I've talked with you guys about, he's going to be the training camp star. Like, when we're out there, that's going to be the viral clips everybody's going to see. And what is it? He's going to be standing at the 50 doing the little, like, bag drill that they throw to. And he's going to be money, money, money. And people are just going to go, oh, my gosh, why do we have anybody else doing this? And so that's probably the expectation, including Choppy. I would imagine Choppy will be parked right in front of Joe Milton the whole time.
Yeah. I mean, not even a doubt here. But, like, you know, you can't. He can't be flashy every day. I mean, Dak still has to present as the starter. And, like, we saw what happened in New England. Like, you know, he looked too good. They're like, we got to get rid of you because Drake May's here. So, yeah, I don't doubt that he had a purposeful midday.
So, yeah, that's everything that was important or that anybody would have had a question about that happened at practice yesterday, Sean. There was nothing else that was big that anyone was concerned with or anything else. So back to you.
Well, I heard that Jerry Jones made an appearance and the negotiation done right there on the field with Micah Parsons.
That's right. I forgot about that. So, yeah, Micah Parsons was there. He did show up yesterday. Micah Parsons was out there in uniform. Shoddy had made it sound like he was going to do something on the field yesterday. I guess he meant talk, because that's what he was doing. He was talking with Jerry Jones, but they were out there for about 30 minutes having a nice face-to-face. A couple of times Mike would have his arm around his shoulder. They looked like they were having a pleasant convo. But, yeah, they spent a lot of time talking over by the defensive line drills. And it's something where my anticipation was this isn't a negotiation. There's no way Jerry's actually standing out here negotiating this. And that's more along the lines of what Micah had to say about it. This is Cut 23, Peyton. Micah on what that little chit-chat with Jerry was about.
We were talking about how my offseason's been, the training I've been putting in, and he told me I looked pretty good, so I got excited about that. Asked me about the trip I just went on, and, you know, it was a pretty good conversation. And then, obviously, just stepping up and being a leader, how much he appreciates I'm here, and, you know, that means a lot to me.
How hopeful are you to get a deal done before you go to Oxnard?
I'm pretty hopeful. I'm still, you know, hanging tight. Like, I understand it's up to him, and he gives the green light on everything. So hopefully something's done, you know, by next month.
He keeps on keeping it and putting it in Jerry's court, waiting for the green light. When he decides, he's the big dog. So something is sitting on Jerry's desk.
Yeah, there's clearly a plan, I think, that he's been given of just, hey, this is what we're saying. This is what we're talking about. Keep it to this, hey, and keep the focus on them and the pressure on them. And the reality is the pressure is on them to get it done right now.
Yeah.
That's the reality of where they're at. And I think that the Cowboys are still a little frustrated that they felt like we had something done, even if it was one of these handshake deals or face-to-face. We had something done, and it should have been done by now.
Clarence Hill reports that Jerry has had no recent conversations with the agent, David Malika.
He doesn't know him. He can't call him.
He doesn't know him. That's right.
I can't call who I don't know.
This is right out of the negotiating handbook, I'm sure. Whoever calls first loses. Whoever answers first.
Yeah. I mean, that's exactly what Jerry said in the past about trades with the draft was, well, if you picked up the phone, you already lost the negotiation. And that's probably how he feels about it. He doesn't want to do that. And I think that's been his approach on some of these other deals.
Micah was asked, are you just waiting for Jerry to call you so this saga can finally end?
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's what it kind of come down to, it, you know. You know, he gives the green light. He's the owner. He's the he's pretty much what it takes to get anything done anywhere around here. So, you know, it's up to him. But like I said, I'm going to still keep playing football. I'm going to keep showing up and preparing like, you know, any other year.
But will you show up in Oxnard for training camp if this is still lingering?
Yeah, I'll still be in Oxnard. I already got my house. It's already said and done. So I'll be in Oxnard, me, my kids, my family. So we'll be there.
Will you be on the practice field?
Yeah, I'll be out there.
Okay. With a hold in. House. How many of them actually get houses versus just staying in the dorms?
I don't know. We've seen players. I've seen players at hotels. One year I had my kids out there, and I saw. I can't remember which player it was, but they were at the hotel. So this was like right before training camp had started. Like went out a couple days early. So you've seen that, right? We've seen that out there, and we've seen players bring their own vehicles.
Yeah, and if you're bringing your whole family like that, like he's saying, I think the Cowboys usually are like, okay, if you're bringing 10 people potentially, okay, get something near us.
The latest on Jason Kidd, is he waiting on Giannis and Kevin Durant to try to get out of DFW? We'll have it for you. Hump Day Edition with the 6 a.m. Club. Just getting started on Sean and RJ.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It is on national television, thanks to the New York Knicks, every single day. The Jason Kidd saga, and we still don't have this. We still don't have this shut down by the Dallas Mavericks. Or do we, with what Bobby sent us late last night or this morning, I don't know which one it was, from Shams, who basically echoed what other reporters have been saying, that the New York Knicks are interested. They have not requested, but if and when they do, the Mavericks are expected to reject. So maybe that is them leaking it again, kind of like to Mark Stein and now to Shams. The Mavericks yeah. are expected to say no.
Yep, and that was the thought. They were gonna have, they had no intention of allowing him to interview or whatever. The whole thing was just why even let it get this far? Why not just come out and say, even before the Knicks asked, say, hey, you know what? Don't even bother. Don't even bother asking. We're not getting rid of our coach.
If this is true, the Knicks have been left naked here.
Yeah.
At 0-3 with no real replacement plan for Thibodeau. They requested Chris Finch interview with Minnesota, shut down. They requested Ime Udoka with the armpit, shut down. And this would make it 0-3, man. This would not be looking good.
No. How arrogant do you have to be as an organization to go, we're going to limit all of our candidates to taking somebody else's coach and just hoping they tell us cool? this is an organization that's used to just tampering with Jalen Brunson and just going, well, we can just take him. It doesn't matter that he's with another team. For all of your requests to be like, well, we want Jason Kidd, Chris Finch, Ime Udoka, and people are like, yeah, those are guys who are not available and who have gotten high marks for their coaching, actually, in the last year. Why would their teams give them up?
Meanwhile, poor Michael Malone just sitting out there jobless with a ring.
Yeah.
With a ring. Yeah, the other guys, do they? I don't think they have a ring.
They do not.
They do not have a ring. And here he is. He's got a ring, and he's out.
Knicks fan Stephen Ace, even he says it does not make sense for Jason to leave DFW for New York.
I explained this yesterday. It makes no sense unless you have an issue with ownership. It makes no sense. Because when you look at Cooper Flagg, when you look at Anthony Davis, when you looked at the ultimate return of Kyrie Irving, who has a very good relationship with Nico Harrison, Nico believes in this brother, and we all should. The man is a champion and a marvelous basketball player, okay, who's been a model citizen in Dallas. Let's remind everybody that with all the noise that was going on in Brooklyn, that was not the case. That has not been the case in Dallas with Kyrie Irving. You couldn't ask for a better person and a better leader if you're the Dallas Mavericks, according to them, and I believe them. So you have that going on, right? Why would you want to leave? You would want to leave because new ownership is taking over. Mark Cuban is no longer there. And evidently, you know what? You're not feeling good about the direction of the franchise in terms of its leadership up top, because it certainly isn't personnel. It isn't personnel, especially with Cooper Flagg coming in and what have you.
Look, I mean, a couple things could be happening. You know, maybe the delay was the Mavs actually were negotiating with the Knicks, or they were negotiating with Kidd on an extension. You know, and Jason came to them and said, look, I don't really want to leave, but, you know, make it worth my while to stay.
Yeah. And look, I'll remind you, the Tolo poll said 70% were fine with J.K. leaving. 70%, it's okay. And we were talking about how Jason may be wanting to put the screws to the Mavericks organization after the Luka trade. The Athletic kind of touched on that.
Yeah, The Athletic had a report yesterday just kind of covering the Knicks search and then the side of just, okay, well, what is Jason Kidd thinking based on some reports? And so One of the things they're trying to figure out is why would Jason Kidd want to go to New York? Well, they point out that he's got relationships, obviously, with Jalen Brunson, the vice president of sports medicine, Casey Smith, the award-winning Casey Smith, the guy who won an award this year for the job that he did. But this was the interesting part. It said, furthermore, Kidd didn't always enjoy being Dallas' spokesperson in the aftermath of the franchise trading Luka Doncic, per league sources. One of the things they add after that, though, which is a good point, they go, still, if you don't like that, in New York, Kidd would have to have that continue because Leon Rose hasn't fielded questions from independent media in years. And so if Kidd didn't love being the face for every decision, that's also going to be the case in New York.
You know, how does a GM get away with not talking to the media for years?
Have Dolan, who will talk to anybody, I guess. I don't know.
He doesn't really talk that much either. Like,
thought we didn't want our GMs to talk.
I do want our GMs to talk. Like, most GMs talk. Yeah. The owners don't usually. You don't usually hear from the owners. I don't think I've ever heard a GM not speak to the media for years in an independent setting.
Maybe not. I mean, I feel like generally basketball, it is GMs will talk when it's draft or when there's like a press conference for a big decision. But I don't know how much they're just doing media standing out there like a guy like Kidd would.
We talk about the delay for the Mavs to shut this down. Why haven't the Knicks made the request?
Yeah.
How about the wait on their end? If I'm a Knicks fan, that's what I'm wondering. Why haven't you put in the request yet?
I guess it's like what that thing you played from Windhorst yesterday where he said, if you're making the request, you know you're getting him. And so this is more just kind of publicly throwing it out there like, hey, well, would you guys be interested in this and see what happens?
I think this now has a 5% chance of happening after Mark Stein doubled down again on All City on what Jason Kidd wants.
I do not think he is looking to leave Dallas. He is very settled here. His family is very settled here. And he is very close with the two superstars who are in place. And, I mean, Cooper Flagg. I mean, this is one of the elements of this that is to me, the most worries. The short-term concern here is Cooper Flagg is scheduled to be in Dallas a week from today. Is this story still going to be rumbling on a week from today? I wouldn't, if I'm the Mavericks, I would not want it to still be a story a week from today when Cooper Flagg is making a visit to Dallas.
That's a really good point, too.
Yeah.
You don't want the appearance of chaos.
Right, because it's already viewed nationally that this is a dysfunctional organization right now. And then you throw this on top of it, and Cooper Flagg is, all players really have the power to, but I mean, what is stopping him from saying, you know what? I'm not signing with y'all. Like we've seen athletes, at least not as often as we thought was going to happen, but we have seen athletes who are going to be their vulnerable pick be like, yeah, not interested, force their way out.
Does this change for you any, like we had talked about, if Kidd took the job or something else, that would tell us, at least me and Choppy felt that way. This tells us where he stood on the Luka trade. Has anything about this story changed for you or given you any sort of additional leaning as to how he felt about it?
No, because I don't know whether this is just a contract negotiation.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know whether this is what college coaches do every single year. I don't know. I also agree with Stein. Like, he likes Anthony Davis, I believe. He really likes Anthony Davis. I thought the roster here set up was better than New York. But maybe, and Choppy's been digging into all possibilities, maybe he's waiting on two big fish with Kevin Durant and Giannis. Let me play this clip first. This is now two plugged in NBA insiders that this is going to be one of the craziest NBA offseasons ever.
This is the most, I think, anticipation team executives have had over an offseason. I think this is going to be the craziest offseason of all. I don't want to say all time. We just came off a trade deadline. I think it was the craziest of all time. I think this offseason might be the most craziest ever. It's so thin right now. Like, as far as the thin line of where you can win a championship or you might be falling into the lottery. And I think the ability to go out there and improve your team and get there to championship level, I think that's on the minds of everyone around the league. So how can you elevate your team?
Now, how is that the case? And I'm excited for it. That would partially make my off season. I love covering the NBA more off the court than even on the court. How is it going to be the craziest NBA off season with the free agent list looking like this? LeBron James, Fred VanVleet, Kyrie Irving, James Harden, Chris Middleton, Julius Randle, John Collins, remember that overpaid contract? Brooke Lopez, Clint Capella, Bruce Brown, Malcolm Brogdon, Miles Turner, Tim Hardaway Jr.
Man,
something.
A lot of over 30 guys there.
A lot of things must be brewing behind the scenes in order for him to say that. And Windhorst doubled down on that yesterday as well.
All right, so for it to qualify as the craziest NBA offseason ever,
yeah,
especially with it looking more and more like Giannis might not be going anywhere.
Yeah.
Jokic would have to get traded or something. Like, for me to be like, yeah, holy cow, that was the craziest thing I'd ever... Like, Jokic would have to get traded. Minnesota would have to say, Ant's just too immature. We got to make a deal for it. And then they move Ant. Like, it would have to be somebody right along the lines of the Luka trade happening now that we just don't even see it coming.
Yeah, because you're obviously looking at trade. You're not looking at free... There's nobody in those free agents that is... Now, obviously, LeBron is a big name, but, I mean, he's at the end of his career. But nobody is going to say, oh, we got a seismic shift.
Maybe it's that thing Bill Simmons referenced the other day. Maybe they're hinting at Jaylen Brown could get dealt. Or there could be, like, I mean, one of these big stars may get, Boston may blow it up.
Windhorst was talking about lottery picks being tied to trades. So keep that in mind as well. And the latest on Kevin Durant and Giannis.
Yeah, so Giannis, for one, I mean, you know, that in and of itself is, like, he obviously is... has been kind of wishy-washy on wanting out.
He did this Brazilian interview, one of the things you have to translate, and he was talking about the finals, and he said, I'm rooting for some good basketball. That's it. The finals are something else. I hope to be back soon with the Bucks.
Yeah. Now, the KD trade market, that's a completely different story because there are Knicks fans who think he's going there. There's a lot of trades that they think that they're going to happen, and Bill Simmons on his podcast says this thing is already maybe done.
I wouldn't be surprised if KD to the Spurs is done already and they just haven't announced it. Like, okay, it's basically they've agreed on specifics and they'll just announce it the week of the draft. Don't aggregate that. I have no inside info. It just feels, goes back to the Giannis thing. I think they're just going to trade for KD and it'll cost a lot less. They'll be able to be really competitive and maybe even go a couple rounds in the playoffs. But they're also going to keep the number two pick and do it that way.
I mean,
oh, Lord.
Like, Bill, I don't see Bill as just like a, maybe I'm just crazy here. I don't see him as just some hot take, throw it against the wall guy.
Yeah, but he's theory guy.
He's theory guy.
This isn't, I don't think, this is not reporting.
No. It's a theory.
Yeah.
I also think, like, he
That's
may
Bill's
have,
shtick coming up with all these theories.
Yeah, and I wonder, is it Bill's mind or did, like, someone give him a hint? Maybe someone gave him a hint.
Yeah.
If they were to get Kevin Durant and keep the number two pick.
Well, I'm not giving up the number two pick for old Kevin
Durant.
Oh,
I'm not either.
Yeah.
I'm not either. But, like, if you were able to find a way to get and improve your team
yes
that much, and then you still also have the chance to get Harper or Ace or Edgecombe.
I don't know how you defend San Antonio if Durant's healthy. Like, if Durant's healthy and, like, you can get Durant and Wembanyama both. Although, I don't know. Wembanyama may, like, retire. He may go off, become a Shaolin monk like he's been shown to be doing. He shaved it. He's, like,
shaved his head.
Overseas. He's, like, shaved his head. He's, like, visiting Shaolin temples. And everybody's like, oh, yeah, there's rumors that Victor Wembanyama's become a monk. It's like, okay. All right. This is the new NBA. But, I mean, if those two are healthy and playing at the level we think, that's really difficult to defend.
All right, there it is. Around the Rim. I think we stole that from the Nosebleeds here on DFW Sports Station. Let's hook you up with Luke Bryan tickets. And Aaron Rodgers has apparently already gotten his second ring. The drama of what else is happening around the NFL with a Luke Bryan ticket giveaway. Next on Sean and RJ.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.